We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Feels good. Feels good to come back and get a win. Regardless of who we're playing out here, it's hard to win in this league, and you know, we're just really happy that we came out with a win. So, you know, we'll learn from the things that we could have done better. We could have finished a lot of drives better. We could have given guys opportunities more, put guys in better position to make plays for our team. But, you know, it's always tough when you're hot, your team is hot, and then you go into a bye week. You know, you try to come back on a week like this to find whatever that feeling was that, you know, you guys had with that momentum. You know, and that's all it was. We were just out there just trying to find, you know, what rhythm our offense was trying to get back into. So, you know, I think we'll go and, you know, find that throughout this next week, and we'll be better for it.
That was Tua Tagovailoa after the game. Dolphins 8-3, back in first place in AFC East. He's right, man. I think all of us heard a few people walking out of the stadium yesterday, and a lot of people stayed around till the end of the game, especially when Texans cut it to 30-15 and had the ball back again at midfield. And people are going, oh, I might stay around and see what's going to happen here. But listen, man, you just got to win games. It's what I like to see, a perfect game. What I've liked to have seen, 30-0 turn into 45-6. Yeah, I would have. But you know what? And nobody, like he said, it's hard to win in this league. And you're going to take it. Because today all it says is 8-3.
That's right.
It doesn't say, got lucky on that one. Hey, you got shut out in the second half. Oh, you're 8-3. That's all that matters. I think we all have to adjust. And by the way, if you're watching the league, whether it's the Buffalo Bills or anybody else, their ass could easily have a couple losses over the last couple weeks too. So they're taking them. They're not saying a word. They got a little winning streak going again. The Bills do. And the Dolphins have won five straight, getting ready to go to San Francisco. And I will tell you right now, that game, I don't know who else is playing this upcoming weekend, but that game is going to get hyped up for a lot of different reasons, starting with Mike McDaniel and Shanahan. And Shanahan's father have been together for a long, long time. He's kind of grown up through that system, plus what he's added. And they're going to play. They know each other. We have taken a lot of 49er players. And by the way, every one of those 49er players that we have, they can all friggin' play. There is no just a special teams to it. Craycraft, Sherfield, Mostert, Wilson, all really, really frontline football players. Really good football
Great
players.
Great additions to this team. It's too bad the Cowboys are playing on Sunday Night Football because they're playing the Colts, and that's a game. Dolphins and the 49ers could have been a flex.
Yeah, problem is when Dallas plays the
no, that's it's just
big ratings.
That's why it's Cowboys. If it was anyone else and the Colts, that's the Sunday night game. This could have easily been the best game of the weekend or coming up at least, Niners and Dolphins.
Well, listen, I think everybody's looking forward to it. The 49ers, and we've got plenty of time this week to talk about, have the number one defense. And by the way, you talk about a couple guys that know each other really well, especially offensively. That's going to be fun to watch and see what it looks like. Different style offenses, but two offenses that take care of the football. Actually, Jimmy G's played pretty well. I know guys get on him. You can call him whatever you want, but they're winning games with him. And once again, they have quietly, what they've jumped to now 7-4 on the season yep. themselves. So they're in good shape. This is going to be fun to watch. It will be a fun one. and Tua yesterday, 22 of 36, 299 and a touchdown. He did a lot of good things, though. He did a lot of good things in that game. He had a chance. His guys that have been so dependable had a chance to make a few more plays down the field for him and couldn't do it. I love when the coach took him out. I thought it was perfect time, especially when I realized both tackles were out and you're trying to figure out what the hell's going on. And I know Bo came up to us and said, hey, Teron is out of the game, going into the locker room. And you're like, oh, boy. That's usually done for the game. And they struggled. And he took some hits. He took some big hits. And it was like, all right, get the youngster in there. Get the rookie in there. Let him finish this thing out. And defense, I mean, I'd like to see a little bit more offense than we're able to get accomplished in the second half. But the defense got after him and really had a nice game. Had a defensive score, X-Man scores.
Nice to see the turnovers happening again.
Well, Roe, right, big hit, a right. lot of big hits, forced some fumbles. There's just a lot of good stuff and an interception, including a rookie free agent gets an interception at the end of the game playing center field. A lot of good things going on. Defense had themselves. I know everything's about two and the wide receivers and the explosive plays, and there was a ton of them in the first half of that game. But the defense, I just feel like they're getting more comfortable with each other and how to use all those guys, even with Ogba out right now, trying to figure out how you're going to line all those guys up and play them at the same time so you can get Melvin Ingram, who still got some juice left in the tank, man. He's still got some real high quality. He's a real. Matter of fact, he got screwed on a sack. That's his sack.
Right.
And they're saying the guy spun out of it and just fell down. I'm going, no, that's his sack.
Right.
Melvin Ingram deserves a sack. But anyway,
he's been such a good story.
He's a nice
story. I don't
know
what to expect from that guy from training camp on.
He is. He has been really good. Jalen Phillips really picking it up with that great speed, and guys try to outrun him to the outside, and so there's just a lot of really good things. We saw a nice rush from Chubb yesterday as well on the outside against Tunsil. So there's a lot of good things going on, but. You're not going to apologize. I know everybody's kind of, well, you know, well, we won, but what? No, but. The only but we're going to the West Coast next.
Right.
That's it. We're taking that win with us and every other win until they put something next to the standings that says quality wins or lucky or start adding stuff and it affects the standings.
Joe, 8-3. How many people really thought at this point in the season 8-3 would be their record? Would they be good? Yeah. Could they have been a little bit, you know, a loss here or there? Yeah. It's 8-3. Like on top of the AFC, basically right behind Kansas City, the 2 seed. Who's complaining about that right now?
Nobody's complaining.
Yeah.
I think we all agree when we looked at the schedule that we thought going to the West Coast for 2 weeks and then going to Buffalo with a quick stop home for a few days.
That's the toughest stretch of the season.
It is. You're going to play the way it's worked out now, and I'm not doing power rankings or anything, but you're going to play against two of the best top 5 or 6 teams in the NFL over the next 2 out of 3 weeks. And Chargers have played everybody tough, but, I really think with our defense, we've got a really good chance to win that game and stay. But listen, next thing up is San Fran. It's going to be sexy because of the connection and the coaches. And Wes Welker was there last year, and he's now with the Miami Dolphins coaching receivers and all the other stories that will take place. And two guys that really, really know each other well. So we'll see what happens on the road. And everybody's close, right? Everybody. You got a bunch of teams. Got the Patriots and Chargers said, hey, don't forget about us. We still – feel like we've got a chance. We got the Dolphins at our house coming up too, and so
Thursday Night Football is this week.
Yes, I do actually. I know
Bills and New England.
Patriots, yeah,
look at that AFC's matchup
right off the bat. Right. See if the Patriots want to give us a little more help. That would be great.
That'd be great.
And see what's going to happen. But yeah, all those games, including the last 3 games for the Miami Dolphins, will. Is that right? No, three of the last four games will
Christmas
be against
Day.
AFC's game teams that you're playing.
You got Jordan Love coming to town on Christmas Day.
Jordan Love or Aaron Rodgers, right. Maybe because it's a nice day, may wanna play here. By the way, the other story, got a lot of other stuff that we really haven't covered. This Messi story, if for some reason, now there's a lot of guys, I listened to all those shows last night from all these guys that have the accents and stuff that are overseas, and they're going, there's no way, and there's no way he leaves. It would cheapen his career to go over there. He can still play at a high level. I think he needs to play at PSG one more year. They have the money to pay him big bucks. And I don't know, but if for some reason, I don't care how much they pay him here. I don't know what it's talking about him becoming the highest paid player of all time in the MLS, and he should be.
Right, of course.
Because he'd be the best player to ever come over here. By far. Nobody even close.
No, come on.
That he came, it'd be good for business.
Huge for business. Are you kidding me?
It would be absolutely
Messi playing down here?
Absolutely sell out every game to watch that guy play. And by the way, it'd be good for the league. It'd be good everywhere he goes if he can play, especially with all this breaking with Argentina playing in the World Cup and coming off a nice goal that he just had.
That'd be something.
One of the greatest players of all time, and only, I said only, 35. But it does seem a little early for this to happen. I will admit, because I watch him, and he's still good. He had a pretty good year at PSG. I think he had 12 goals for him.
Well, what do you want him to be when they pay him $1 billion to come down here?
Well, how much you think they're
like
going to pay him?
A shell of himself?
How much you think they're going to pay him
a
here
lot.
Compared to what he makes over
know,
there?
He said he's the highest paid player in the league history.
Well,
so,
how much you think that
I don't know,
is?
A couple hundred a game. I don't know what the salaries are. I'm sure they'll take care of him, though.
Oh, yeah. Taking
plus,
care
you get
of
to live family. In Miami instead of like.
Right. Oh no, he's got home.
He plays now, but
maybe at Fort Lauderdale.
He's got a.
That's a couple plus right there.
Got a couple of homes down here. As a matter of fact, he may have two homes down here. He's just said.
Who doesn't, bro?
Well, Messi can have like the whole damn city if he wants because the amount of money this guy's made. This guy's a money machine, but still damn good. Hey, man, I hope it works out. I hope it's not just a. Another crazy story, and that this thing can happen to be just great for business. Listen, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here as we continue on this morning.
Maybe he's using it as a bargaining chip. Get a little more money out in Europe.
I don't know.
I'm going to go to Miami. Maybe. All right, we'll give you 30 more million a year.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
Or maybe he just says, hey,
yeah,
man.
I'm sure those teams really have to worry about the MLS.
I mean, if he wants to come down here. They want to keep him.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works,
no,
man.
I don't think that's how it works either. I mean, if they're getting into a money situation, MLS
it's like the XFL
loses
offering someone
time.
A bunch of money.
Yeah.
Well, the NFL might be able to beat that.
Let's not let's not jump the MLS into some of the leagues overseas, please.
Okay.
Money's closer to the NFL kind of money.
There's no we'll see. It's just not how it works.
Hey, listen, let's go to this real quickly. Let's go to Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. The price and cost of everything is going through the roof because of inflation, and we know interest rates are continuing to rise, man. They keep going up. That means now is the time to have your money and equity work for you to help you up, help you out. I want to let you know, man, if you could use that money right now and your credit card debt and debt's just got you upside down to the point you can't sleep at night, maybe it's time to call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Let him get you all set up. Get an equity line. Get that equity out of the home. Let him do it quickly for you. If the economy is hitting your family hard, use your equity to get back above water. And by the way, if you're 62 or older and have equity, talk to Michael Kotze about a reverse mortgage. Might be perfect for you for the long term. Get all that equity out, some you can use as you get closer to retirement. Even if you don't have great credit or you have a hard time proving your income, don't lose hope. Michael just rolled out his no income verification program that's been a big hit with everybody. And best of all, he doesn't work banker's hours. He can get you approved in half the time that the banks can. When the banks say no, he says, come on, let's sit down. Let's get going here. Here's his cell phone number. I want you to call him 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. That's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Give him a call and use him. He can help you, man. He does it quickly. It's all about great service. This guy works 7 days a week. This is how he makes a living. He doesn't work banker's hours. NMLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. All right, welcome back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And good morning, everybody. Listen, we haven't talked about it, and it has nothing to do with the Dolphins yesterday, but it does have to do with the team that played the day before at Hard Rock Stadium, and just absolute embarrassment. 42-16 loss. Canes end up 5-7. Just bad every way possible, to the point it looked like some guys went about half-ass in that game. The tackling, and by the way, it wasn't just one side of the football. It was everything. I know Tyler Van Dyke got re-injured his shoulder again, and everything else. But we made this kid Wayne look like, seriously, first team All-American, 11 catches, 199 yards, and 3 touchdowns. That just. Again, and I know some guys got injured early in the game and couldn't finish, but
where's the effort?
I just want to say this for the guys, and you have choices now. That's the beauty of being down here, especially for high school. I'm guessing even youth sports. If you want to switch and you're not happy and leave, God bless the transfer portal. Load it up, man. Load it up. I guess it's 6 in counting for the Canes, but if that's the kind of effort you're going to put out and you don't have more pride to play a little better, and you might have checked out before that game or already was in your mind that I'm going to play this game and I'll play my 20 plays and I'm going to transfer. Cam Kitchens said it best. The really good safety for the Miami Hurricanes who end up having a real nice season for himself. Hey, man, if you don't want to be here, leave. Go. This is not what we have, and you're probably not made for this. Those guys all know. Some of the tackling for all those guys that did that half-ass tackling in the secondary probably should leave. Just all of it. It was just
it was a sad effort by this team. We've been talking about tackling for years, but this was just the ultimate kind of kicking the you-know-what this weekend.
I saw the receiver spin, and literally when he broke a tackle, it was like he was waiting for somebody else to tackle him. He looked around and went, oh, man, the other guys aren't even trying. Yeah. Let me just go. So this thing, I know everybody thought when I threw out the number 25 of transfers that I might have been exaggerating, pulling a radio special, but I don't think so. It was bad. I know – the head coach, I'm sure the coaching staff's embarrassed. By the way, I think Mario's got to go back and evaluate those guys, who's motivating guys and who's not, who's getting the most. Some coaches like teachers, man. You got good teachers, you got bad teachers. Coaching's the same thing. And so got to figure it out and hopefully keep your good players and add more good players.
Just a quick taste of what we're getting on the Kendall Toyota text line. You know which coach they're going after this morning.
Yeah, Gattis.
Okay. Of course.
What would you do in that situation?
I may make a change. I know he's under
it's
contract.
It's amazing. I mean, a guy comes in as the guy who wins the coordinator award.
Top the assistant award. The country.
And the offense has never looked worse.
So his job is to, no matter who's playing, to get more out of him, especially against teams that aren't very good. Against teams that should match up with you. I'm not talking about the really good teams, although
But the Lashley thing is even more disappointing because you look like his offense obviously works. I mean, look what he's doing at SMU. They score like 80 points a game.
That's not what Mario's going to run.
No.
I that's fine. I got you. But I'm telling you, it is disappointing because, again, that was the personnel that you had with this team. And the Canes offense last year was significantly better. And it took it didn't take steps back. It took giant leaps back.
Tyler Van Dyke agrees with you on that one also.
Yes, I would say so.
Tyler would much rather be in the old offense. There's no question, but he's not the head coach who's
But don't you have to adapt, though, to like what you have if you come in and
you can't change your whole offense.
Remember that two-game stretch early in the season?
Can't go to a spread.
They did switch for two games.
Switch a little bit.
But they did a little bit, and look what happened.
Yeah, but you're also taking games against lesser opponents. But I don't know, man. I think you got to work with what you have. You can't just like, hey, we're going to do this, and this is how it's going to go, whether it looks terrible or not. How many quarters did we go without a touchdown? Was it nine?
I don't give the coaching staff
conference play
a hall pass at all. Right. They're part of this too. Their job is to get more out of no matter who you have, right?
It has to.
And you have to now that it's over. Now you can play by your rules a little bit more. Like you don't need guys because the season's over. So you got a guy that's checked out on you, and you know it, and you can tell. And word spreading around, he's telling everybody, I'm gone. Well, then you checked out. You should leave.
Well, his quote after the game from Mario Cristobal, the portal's a two-way street. Not everybody's asked to return. I think that says it right there.
I just think there will be a lot of guys that will go in or not go in, and maybe some will have their parents do it or do it together and say, we're going to leave. We believe. So I believe Mario played the best players when they are ready to go. But Saint played a lot more at the end of the year. Some four or five of the young guys played more towards the end of the year when they got more comfortable with what they were doing. So I think he tried to play the best players as much as he could. But it was bad. Listen, man, it was one of the worst seasons.
Disappointing. That's just what it was.
A lot of bad losses.
Yeah.
And then you watch guy goes to USC and hits the transfer portal with 19 guys. And now he brought some really good players with him from Oklahoma. He got the receiver from Pitt, who was the best receiver in the country a year ago. But what a nice story. Speaking of that, and we're going to find out here pretty soon, but after what happened, Michigan just went into Ohio State and beat the crap out of them in the second half, just pounded them. LSU loses, knocked themselves right out of
right.
it. Right? No place for them to go no matter what. Clemson now has no complaints. They lost.
They're out.
And USC takes care of Notre Dame. So I think USC, right as of right now, they got one more game. And listen, anything can happen in that game. It's not a slam dunk. But USC now at 11-1, it looks like, I'm guessing it's going to be Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and USC.
Yep, sounds
Michigan,
right.
By the way, Michigan might be number one after that win they just had at Ohio State.
Just save everyone the trouble and just give Georgia the trophy.
Wait, why do you have to always come in and ruin the party? Like, why go to the party?
Saying,
you already
bro.
Know all
just
the girls are taken.
Everyone, just save everyone. All
like,
the,
literally, I was all excited as a single man to
stuff.
Go. Oh, yeah, no, why waste our time?
No,
why
no.
don't we just all go home and babysit
glad,
our
know,
kids?
I know you're thrilled your crappy conference might get someone in, but, man.
I am excited, actually. Thank you.
I would love to see
this
USC
big.
In Georgia.
Nobody even knew they were playing football out on the West Coast, and so now they get a team in, which is nice. But
well, maybe you ought to stay up late if you haven't had a chance to watch it.
Stay up
stay
late.
With the kids. And you
you
can
guys have the midnight kickoffs?
That game a couple weeks ago.
You know what? I don't know what happened to you, but you've been a real downer today for a Monday. You've been a super downer.
I got badly injured at a trampoline park yesterday.
Well, that's nobody's fault. You're jumping up and down in such crappy
no,
shape.
I just right. think, you know, why not hand Georgia the trophy and just save everyone a lot of time and effort?
You don't think anybody's going to play
no,
them tough?
I don't think any of those teams will even hang. You think they will?
Yes.
I want to see USC and Georgia. I just want to see it.
I
think USC put up some points on Georgia.
And by the way, they were already whining in the Big Ten about Ohio State should still be in, and I'm like, shut up.
You think there's a chance?
They got their ass kicked at home. I don't want to hear about Urban's old school. By the way, I watched that game. I watched before. Why'd I do it?
Why? I know.
Urban, why did they hire him? Why?
For the reason that's going to happen in the next 10 seconds with you. A blow up. Talking about him.
The guy is just done.
He's such a turd.
He really is outside of winning winning games.
Right. And he did.
And he may win games for somebody else. I'm one that thinks he's still coming back.
Ego
is not going to let it in with Jacksonville with the whole team ready to punch him in the face. That's not going to – he's going to go back to college. He's going to land on his feet somewhere again. And he truly is one of the great – and I'm a fraud. So I know about frauds and I know about little demons on my shoulder. And he can preach the Christian card to me, but he got the same damn demons I have, if not worse.
Might be a turd on there also.
But this guy, he's sitting there doing that show, and those guys defend him when they're not all Herb's the best.
That's their guy.
Wow. Just
wait till the world explodes when Ohio State stays at 4 and USC's at 5 because they're Ohio State.
Well, that's not going to happen.
I'm curious to see what will happen. Listen, you may be right. Ohio State.
It's possible
still
the committee doesn't stay up that late to watch Pac-12 football, but
yeah,
I still
go.
Think they got to put them in.
Yeah.
And then there, you know, you heard old Nick starting to go. You know,
they're right there too, looming.
We got to be right. in the talk again now. And you know what, our 10-2 is looking better and better with all these guys. Calm down, Nick.
Tennessee beat him though, and they're behind him in the AP.
This will be much better when it expands, by the way.
It'll be fun, right?
It'll be better. I mean, you won't have these situations at the end of the season as badly as you do now.
Well, I'm curious. You think Ohio State will be in the top four when they come back?
No.
It doesn't matter. We got a couple more weeks of this
anyway.
They
just got their doors blown off. Why would they be in the top four?
By the number two team in the country.
At home.
Right.
Yeah,
it's a bad loss. I mean, get it.
You shouldn't be allowed to lose
Ohio
that
State
late
has gotten
season.
The benefit of the doubt for a long time.
How about Michigan, though? Coming out and going, we're going to run all over your ass in the second half.
Yeah. Hardball.
Wow.
It was a
crazy.
Fun debate, but again, just hand Georgia the trophy.
There you go,
Let's
Woody.
Call it a day.
Woody, go ahead. Go ahead. That's great, Woody. Let's just all go home and babysit the kids and listen to them scream and cry all day. That's great. God bless you trying to screw up a Monday. You're a jerk. That's what it is.
Wow. Not even jerky.
No, he's not a jerky today. He's a jerky. He's
you
like,
brought
oh.
up the Kane stuff.
Got them all.
You could have stuck to the Dolphins and the road to the Super Bowl. You could have stuck to that all morning.
Road to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Why don't you slow down on Super
They're
Bowl?
The best team. Are they not the best team in football?
Who?
The Dolphins?
They're not. No.
Who's better?
Philadelphia is pretty good.
Philly? That's who you're
going to go with? Kansas City's still pretty good. Their records tell me they're better.
I don't know.
Okay.
You can make a case for the Dolphins, though.
Did you and your friends get together on that
one,
too?
No, but you could make a case for the Dolphins being the best team in football.
We got a lot of games left. Why are you so worried about who's the best team right now? We're going to find out.
Because I'm like everyone else. I'm week to week.
Can I just ride
this road
to the Super Bowl?
You're a pain in the ass.
When was the last time we even uttered those words?
I don't
road to the Super Bowl?
I think I said it last week.
I don't.
I like
Woody remembers everything at chest. He's still got that. Since Coach said something about him nice, he's still got that bruise mark
on his
chest.
Don't make me play that sound bite again.
I'm not. What do you have for us?
Oh, man. All right, let me tell you about FNBC Florida, and let me tell you about the main man, Anthony Caliendo. That's right. Listen, it's the holiday season. I get it. Maybe you own your own business, and you've been thinking about getting rid of it and selling it for a while now. Well, if that's the case, I have the answer for you. It's Anthony Caliendo. It's the main man. Call him today, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. Or go to the website, themainman.com. And the reason why I tell you that is because the main man's a marketing machine. He is going to give you an evaluation. By the way, it's a $2,500 value. He gives it to you for free. He's going to let you know if your business is profitable or not, worth $100,000 or $100 million, because there's a buyer out there for every business. Do you even know how much your business is worth or what it's worth right now? Let the main man, Anthony Caliendo, figure it out for you. FNBC Florida and the main man been doing this for a long time. What Anthony Caliendo is going to tell you, I'm going to sell your business fast and get you the most cash, maximizing the value of your business. That is his specialty. And listen, if you want to get rid of it, this is the time right now. There are so many buyers from all over the globe looking to buy in South Florida. Your business could be the next one. The Main Man's a marketing machine. He's going to do it for you. Call him today, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. Like I said before, sell your business fast and get you the most cash. That's what he's going to do for you. Go to the website also, themainman.com. Dolphins Monday, presented by Gunther Motors. You got to get to Gunther Kia in Fort Lauderdale on 441 just north of I-595, or visit GuntherKia.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther Kia.
All right, the Dolphins 8-3 today is you get up after yesterday's 30-15 win, find themselves back in first place in the AFC East. Even though they have the same record as the Buffalo Bills, they did beat them early in the season head-to-head. So they've won five straight, and like what happened yesterday, taking Tua Tagovailoa out when they did, and didn't do much offensively in the second half, as if you watch, you saw. But the Finns' defense, three takeaways, defensive score by Xavier Howard. Also got Van Ginkle interception down to the four-yard line. So basically, defense coming through for 14 points for the Dolphins yesterday.
Nice to see them get to the quarterback.
And a lot of pressures.
A lot
of sacks, five sacks, a lot of pressure. So that was a good sign. And also able to get those takeaways. A couple of footballs on the ground they couldn't get to, but a lot of good things happening yesterday for the Dolphins. And never apologize for a win. If you've been a Dolphin fan for a long time, you know this, don't ever. And if you're looking for the perfect game, I just don't think they exist anymore. I just don't. And yesterday, the first half, the second half, and the everything else, but I thought Tua said the best, man. Never going to apologize. Hard to win in this league. Hard to put together. Everybody tries to put together the perfect game, the perfect half. But this league, if you watch all the other games, it's going on everywhere. It's not just a Dolphins thing. It is not just a Dolphins thing. All the teams. As good as dominant as Buffalo was early in the season, man, I thought Detroit had them. Had them if that defense didn't just give up so many big plays. Just so frustrating to watch that Lions defense play. But listen, give them credit. In 5 days in Detroit during the snowstorm, they stayed out there and they got two wins.
It sure did.
So the Bills are in real good shape again. And yesterday had a lot of great finishes. Of course, the drama going on with the Jets, they get another win. They're now 7-4. Zach Wilson gets benched. And from right here in South Florida, Mike White, 22 of 28, 315 yards and three touchdowns for him. By the way, had damn near a perfect quarterback rating, almost at 150, a 149.3. That was really strong in their 31-10 win over the Bears. And I'll say this. Zach Wilson probably won't be suiting up again this week either. I can see that.
I would assume not. I would assume as long as Mike White's playing and they're winning, that Zach Wilson's going to be on the bench.
Won't make a change. There's no way. Right. He'll make a change, and he'll look at that locker room and see what's going on. And they're hoping, I'm guessing, Zach learns from this, is working on getting better. And I'm guessing by now he knows a lot of guys on the team aren't big fans of his. Which is never good, no matter where you're drafted or how high you're drafted. It just goes to show. If those vets on the other side of the football, and we're seeing it now with Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos defense, just guy comes off and goes out. Never want the defensive tackle as a guy that goes after you.
Right.
You know, it's one thing if it's coming from the defensive tackle, That's a hard one.
Who's in a worse spot right now? Zach Wilson with the Jets or Russell Wilson
Zach
with the
Wilson.
Broncos?
Zach Wilson.
You gave Russell Wilson $250 million.
Zach Wilson's situation, not even close. You guys are talking about he's not going to get invited back to be the starter. Russell Wilson's not worried about that.
Yeah, but after the season, you think that Russell Wilson's going to be a Denver Bronco? They're going to try to get rid of him.
What?
You don't think so?
No.
They're 3-8 right now. You don't think this is horribly disappointing?
I think they're going to build around this, Zach. I don't think after giving up all those picks and everything they gave up, just me,
right?
That
okay?
You think they're interested in giving up Russell Wilson?
I think Russell Wilson right now is a shell of himself.
I'm not I'm not disagreeing with
that. Not even close to
but
where
you
he
jumped
was.
In bed with him and gave him the new contract. Now you're going to
It was right
move him out.
Second highest paid quarterback in football,
Listen,
right?
Listen, this is another owner. This is not the same owner.
I don't think that matters.
Coach is one Why? Thing. Player's another. But
you think the coach is going to make it?
I'm just looking at this thing. He's owed $50 million when he's in 2028 by the Broncos.
Right.
Like, I mean, what are they going to do?
Rid of him somehow. We've seen it happen before. Guys get
161 of that was guaranteed, man. You can't just toss him off the team.
I don't
so,
know.
I think Zach, you and I are just disagreeing on all this quarterback stuff. I think Zach Wilson will start again for the Jets.
That one, by the way, I disagree.
Not
with
as long as Mike White plays.
Yeah. And, I can't see a scenario where that guy comes back as their starting
and the
quarterback.
And the other one is quarterback for the Denver Broncos after getting a big contract and everything they gave up. He's not going anywhere. But I'll tell you what they will do for him. They're going
to
put more around him.
Well, they have
they're going
to
go.
Something. I don't know if it's around him or him. Has he played well? Has he shown you he played well at all this year?
I don't think the offensive line's very good. No, I'm not making excuses
no,
for him.
No, in fairness to Zach, he hasn't played particularly
Russell Wilson's
well.
Been a
but
shell
like,
of himself.
You can't pay a guy, you know, $250 million and just be like, oh, we're done.
Well, they didn't just pay him a lot. They had to give up a lot.
Yeah, but it doesn't just work that way. And then, you know, but the Zach Wilson thing is completely different. He's finished there. By the way,
he was
not
a
only is
second
he
overall
there,
pick last year.
Not only is he finished there, but he could end up in the same boat as a Darnold or a Baker or a Josh Rosen.
Even Darnold got
guys.
More time than that.
Any of these
he
guys
did.
That get bounced around. But this guy's done. He's done with the Jets.
Darnold made a
Find
comeback.
Me a Jets fan on the text machine today that wants this guy back as their starter.
Any of them that are been around and knowledgeable will know that he's going to be back. Second overall pick.
Okay, so if
a
he doesn't
year and
come
a half
back,
ago,
what does that make you? Since you said you just called yourself knowledgeable, what does that make you?
Be,
if he doesn't come back.
I don't think
you'd
they're
just
done.
Still be a smart guy.
So let me just say
shocked.
This: I think there's a good chance that others will be gone instead. You think they're going to name Mike White the starting quarterback?
I think that guy. I don't
going
think,
forward
I don't think it matters. I think that guy is done. He is
well,
done.
So
you don't just Joe. You don't do that to a guy and like expect him to come back. And
we did
weeks.
It.
The Dolphins pulled. The
we
Dolphins,
did it.
The Dolphins pulled Tua late in games. That was stupid when Flores was here. Flores is a bad coach. All that stuff's fine. But they fixed, they
I,
fixed
I love,
Tua.
I love you. Just keep going. I want to see how far you're going.
No, but they fixed Tua, and you know that's a unique situation.
So they can't,
these guys don't always
don't
get fixed. Baker? I mean, you could name a million of these guys. Jameis was another top pick. Marcus Mariota
How many years
top
did Baker
pick.
Get?
Baker.
No. How many years did he get?
Josh Rosen.
Most of these guys went through the rookie
Sam
deal.
Sam Darnold. I mean, a lot of these
how many
guys
years
got
did Sam
dumped,
get?
Man.
That's Sam gotten to that last
okay,
that fifth year.
But I'm telling you, there's no way the Jets are bringing that guy back.
I don't see it either,
you
as may, long as Mike White's playing well.
You put him as the third string guy, you don't even let him dress? He must be a real pain in the ass for them to not let him dress.
I just think that he pissed off the locker room, and I think that's worse than anything.
He 100% lost that
You think
he's
going to stand up and apologize and be like, all
right,
you're
he
the
did
starter
it.
Again?
Right. He did the apology.
So now he's the starter again?
Oh, no. If you get a chance, do some reading. He apologized
he
while you're going on. I
it
know you
work.
Got other stuff going on in your life. But he did apologize to the team for being a dumbass.
So he's the starter again? We're good to go?
No.
Okay.
No, Mike White's got that team.
Mm.
But will he have that?
Well, they don't play the Bears every week.
I've seen this Mike White thing before. And I have nothing against right. Mike White, but – You want to go back when we go, hey, Mike White's the guy, and they're all jacked up, and he threw a couple of stinkers in there, and they jumped off that bandwagon quickly.
Mike White is prone to have one of these games coming up. Right.
I like Mike White. I don't know Mike White, but.
This guy says Joe's on the text line, Kendall Toyota text line, Joe's 100% correct about Zach Wilson and Russell Wilson. They're not going anywhere anytime soon. For God's sakes, their name is on the football.
It's a good point.
It's true.
The family owns that company. We can start that one here this morning,
so
too.
So is Albert Wilson.
Before we get going, where is he now? All right, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up here.
Denver and Jets trade Wilson for Wilson, Texter said. Change of scenery.
Yeah, and add a couple hundred That's million it. Dollars
I
on
I
the
tell
contract.
You, I am shocked that you think he's just going to come back and play. Shocked.
I heard the owner, the head coach say it.
I'm shocked that you think that that's the reality, that he's really going to come back.
So the head coach
play.
Just made it up?
I don't care. I am shocked that you think that.
Wait a second. Why aren't you hearing? Saleh came out and said.
It doesn't matter.
When he gets straightened out, we plan on
when
him being our starting quarterback.
Yeah, when he gets straightened out.
Well, he's got
out.
Some stuff
okay.
to go
yeah,
through.
Yeah, when he gets straightened
out. Like, got to win the locker room back.
Right.
Yeah. He's got one step at a time here.
I'm just very surprised you think a guy will go from does not dress to just though they're going to roll him back out there as a starter.
Well, listen, we
and
got
by the way, I know what's going to happen. Everyone else is going to get injured, and you're going to be like, oh, I was right, because they have no one left to go to.
Flacco.
What are you doing, covering up everything
yeah,
already?
Yeah, covering my bases, yeah.
Jeez, that's weak.
All right, before we get to 9 o'clock,
you're
going to
be like, oh, I was right.
I haven't even used that yet.
Flacco's up next.
Zach, what do you have for us before we get to 9 o'clock here and screw up the format? Lynn, if you're up yet, not usually, but if you are, that was Woody that screwed up the format at 9 o'clock. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll tell you about Zaffer Rum right now and why it is a perfect gift for the holidays at this point. You want to give something nice to somebody. Well, there's two different bottles you can get, by the way, of the Zaffer Rum. The 21-year age bottle or the limited edition 30-year age bottles of Zaffer Rum. Perfectly balanced with a taste of fruit and spice. Unlike any other rum I've ever had before. I tried it a couple years back. I love it. My drink of choice now, wherever I go, I ask for it at my favorite retailer, restaurant, bar. It doesn't matter if they have it. I'm going to have it as well. And I'm telling you right now, it's a great gift to give to somebody. It is the holiday season coming up. We're now just weeks away from Christmas, and why not? Give it away. You're going to one of these parties, by the way. It's a great gift to bring to a party as well. They're going to love it at that point. You like cigars? Well, it's perfect. Cigar Aficionado magazine, they recommend Zaffer Rum by saying with a spice and oak barrel flavor, it's a spirit that seems purpose-built for a cigar. And how about this? The Beverage Tasting Institute, they gave them an exceptional 95-point rating. It's not very easy to get that, but it's really just another one of the prestigious awards there at Zaffer Rum. Go out and try it. If you haven't yet, you'll understand. You can thank me later. You can follow them on Instagram and Facebook. They're social media friendly as well, at Zaffer Rum. That's Z-A-F-R-A. Zaffer Rum reminds you to always drink responsibly. Happy holidays from everybody at Zaffer Rum. And remember, there is no rum without Zaffer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.